BBC Audio presents the Wilkie Collins BBC Radio Collection, dramatisations and readings of his sensational stories, including The Woman in White and The Moonstone. Born in 1824, Wilkie Collins was a successful Victorian novelist and short story writer, and an early master of the mystery story. His works were classified at the time as sensation novels, a genre now seen as the precursor to detective and suspense fiction. He was also a friend and collaborator of Charles Dickens. This collection brings together the BBC Radio adaptations of several of his most notable novels, including The Woman in White, No Name, and The Moonstone, plus 14 short stories. We begin with arguably his most famous work, and the book which made Wilkie Collins' name, The Woman in White. The novel was serialized between November 1859 and August 1860 in a Victorian periodical, All the Year Round, which was a weekly literary magazine founded and owned by Charles Dickens. Soon after, it was published in book form to great success. The Woman in White is widely regarded as one of the first and finest in the genre of sensation novels, and is also an early example of detective fiction, with the character of Walter Hartwright employing many of the sleuthing techniques of later private detectives. This BBC Radio full-cast dramatisation was first broadcast in 2001.
Once again, I am at Limeridge. I have gathered some flowers from the garden and have brought them to the churchyard. I stand here in the bewitching twilight, and I almost persuade myself that I can see that poor, unfortunate woman kissing the marble cross and beating upon it with her hands. What an extraordinary chain of events has brought me here, and how it has transformed my life. The story I tell is one of mystery, villainy, and daring. It is a story of love, a story of deceit, a true story of the woman in white.
The Woman in White by Wilkie Collins. Dramatized for radio in 4 episodes by Martin Wade. With Juliet Aubrey as Marion Halcombe, Toby Stevens as Walter Hartwright, Emily Bruni as Laura Fairley, Edward Petherbridge as Mr. Fairley, and Jeremy Clyde as Sir Percival. Episode 1.
The tale begins, I suppose, with my Italian friend, Professor Pesca. He had left his mother country for political reasons, the nature of which he preferred not to reveal, and had settled in England. We met by way of our work. He was a teacher of Italian. I taught drawing. One day, in 1849, at Brighton, he unwittingly set the adventure in motion.
Oh, this water is freezing.
Yes, but a cold dip is very beneficial for one, I'm told, if you can survive it. You can swim, can't you, Pesca?
Of course I can swim.
Well, the unpleasant experiences of this world are best met with courage and determination. So... Now, Pesca, I shall race you to the boat, the little blue one. Pesca? Pesca! Oh, my God!
My good dear chap, you know, of course, that I can never repay you.
I don't wish you to repay me.
I will always be in your debt. And whatever I do now, you cannot properly be rewarded. Let me tell you, nonetheless, of a small thank you that I have arranged. I have obtained for you the prospect of 4 months' employment. More, perhaps.
Oh, yes? Where?
In Cumberland. Limeridge House is the place. Your employer is certain Mr. Frederick Fairley. 4 guineas to instruct 2 young ladies in the art of sketching and watercolours. It will all be... perfection.
I sent off my particulars to Mr. Frederick Fairley of Limeridge House, along with a testimonial or two. Within a week I had received a letter advising me that Mr. Fairley had accepted my services, and that I must start for Cumberland immediately. My last evening before departure,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?